We are, dear listeners, at Radio Blast, continuing our study of the Book of Revelation. We will continue with chapter 11. Revelation chapter 11. And there was given me a reed like unto a rod, and the angel stood, saying, Rise, and measure the temple of God, and the altar, and them that worship therein. But the court which is without the temple leave out, and measure it not. For it is given unto the Gentiles, and the holy city shall they tread on the foot 42 months. Brother Joseph, are you ready for 100 questions?
200. 100 from her, 100
from
me.
Maybe for a free day.
In your free day, I know, and I'm going to tell all the listeners, Brother Joseph usually in the free day studies more, works more for the Lord because he just enjoys the word. He calls free day time with the Lord. Sorry, I revealed your secrets.
All right. I'll pay you a little extra afterwards.
I don't think you do. But I have already my rejoice that the Lord blesses me with.
Praise the Lord. I just offer you a coke. That's about it. I'm just joking, of course. Okay. So what's your first question?
I don't know where to start. What is the reed like a rod? What is the temple they're measuring? Why are they measuring it? And what is the court outside? And why they don't measure that one? What does it mean it belongs to the Gentiles? Which is the holy city? And how, what does it mean they tread it on the foot? And why 42 months?
Wow. Listen, you have mercy on me. How in the world am I going to answer this thing? Can you just give maybe one at a time? Wrap up all your questions like in the same subject altogether. Oh. Start with the beginning.
All right. John says he received a reed like a rod. Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
Well, it's a measuring stick. It's a attention. It's a spiritual measuring stick.
Right? I understand.
So now, basically, God is telling him, measure the temple of God. So what's the temple of God? Well,
I don't know.
Today, the temple of God, if you look in the dictionary, the word church is a... It's a building made of stones, bricks, cement, windows, steps, etc., etc. That is not the temple of God. Because there was only one temple authorized in the Bible. That was the one that Solomon built. And then it was fixed, readjusted, fixed again after the Babylonians, etc., destroyed it. That's the only temple.
This is not the actual physical temple from Jerusalem?
There are commandments in the Bible, Deuteronomy 8 and 9 and other places where it says, actually not Deuteronomy 8, I skipped the reference right now, I have to go look for it. But it says, beware that you don't build or offer your sacrifice to God wherever you want, but only the place that God will designate. So nobody has the authority today to build a church building wherever they like because it's not authorized.
Mm-hmm.
Because you never know if people are worshiping the building or God. So God said, you know, don't build it without my permission. He never gave a permission to build a religious building after the Temple of Solomon. Okay, so having said that...
But sorry, as far as I know, in the end time, the Antichrist will build the temple in Jerusalem for the Jews. The actually physical temple where they will bring sacrifices and worship God there. Isn't this the same physical temple?
It will not be the temple of God, the like where God is going to live, like in the Old Testament this time. Because in the Old Testament, they actually the presence of God was there. Tangible, so to speak. It was in the ark.
Yes.
But God doesn't have two temples, all right? In 1 Corinthians 3:16, it says, you are the temple of God, our body is the temple of God, and the temple in Jerusalem, which will be rebuilt, it will not be by commandment of God, but it will be by desire of the Jews, which are by concessions of the Palestinians, and the Antichrist will supervise the deal. We're talking about the prophecies, of course, of Daniel 9:27, when he will stop the dead sacrifice, to have a dead sacrifice, he needs to have a temple. So we believe that when the Antichrist signs the covenant, the 7-year covenant, which we're not going to study now, we will study another time, he will also authorize the Jews to build a temple. But he's not talking about a temple.
So here in Revelation 11, what temple is John supposed to measure?
It's the real temple of God. Okay. So
what does that mean, the real temple of God?
The temple of God is you and me. And every believer in the world, like it says in 1 Corinthians 3:16, you are the temple of
God. How can he measure you and me?
Well, it's a spiritual measuring stick here we're talking about. You see, if you read I think it's Revelation 13:8, it talks about them who are written in the book of the Lamb, all right, before the foundation of the world. You want to read it? Revelation?
Yes.
Turn the page. Revelation 13:8.
Yes. It says... And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are now written in the book of life of the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world.
Okay, also go to Revelation 17.
Okay, Revelation 17.
All right. Verse 8 again. Can you read that?
17:8.
Yes.
The beast that you saw was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit, and go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was, and is not, and yet is.
Okay, so he says anybody who's not written will worship the beast. So he talks about being written in the book of life from the foundation of the world. This is the book of the Lamb again. Mm-hmm. So God knows already who is written in the book of the Lamb. Only we need to be like born in this life. We need to have a chance and meet Jesus, be confronted with a salvation offer, accept it, and then be saved. We still have to go through the door, Jesus. But God knows already who's written the book of the Lamb. God has already the number of those who are supposed to be written in the book of the Lamb. So this is what he's talking about here. Go back to Revelation 11. Okay, so this this measuring stick here, which is called a reed, like unto a rod.
Yes.
So that is a spiritual measuring stick. So basically God is numbering all the people who are written in the book of the Lamb. That's what he says. But then he says the court measuring not. Why?
I don't know. That's
a
mystery.
It is left unto the Gentiles.
What does that mean?
What does that mean? It means that the Gentiles are not written in the book of the Lamb. In other words,
who do they represent? Who are the Gentiles?
They represent the people, the people who can get saved. They can get saved, but maybe not. The people have to go in front of the white throne judgment, Revelation chapter 20, verse 11, to be judged by their works. Some are going to be saved according to their works. Others are going to be thrown in the lake of fire according to their works. These are all the people are not written in the book of the Lamb. They mm-hmm. will be judged by their works. In other words, these are not necessarily saved or non-saved. It depends on the works. So there is not a set number.
And that's why he doesn't measure it.
That's why he doesn't measure it, because also there is the millennium supposed to come. People are going to be born, and people can be saved during the millennium, and there is not a set number. The Gentile can be saved or not saved, depending if they receive Jesus or not, number one. And number two, depending on the works, because also the people don't receive Jesus can also be saved, but not to go to heaven to New Jerusalem, but only to go to the new earth, which we see in Revelation 21 and 22. There is a new earth. In Revelation 20:11, the people who skip by the skin of the teeth, the lake of fire, we're talking about attention, don't make mistake. Revelation 20, verse 11 until 15. The people who skip the lake of fire can go into the new earth, but not in New Jerusalem. So these are not numbered. This can be as many as
okay,
as many.
So why is God asking John to measure the ones who are saved, his people, and not to measure the other ones? What's his plan? What is this for?
The plan is simple, that, of course, God already knows this is written
exactly.
for us. So what is he saying here, basically, is that until the last one was written in the book of the Lamb that's supposed to be saved, it is saved, the end will not come. Mm-hmm. So in other words,
God is waiting for everybody to be saved.
Exactly. The rapture will come only when whoever is written in the book of the Lamb is saved. So measure them. In other words, number them. So why we know when the rapture comes, which is 1260 days after the stopping the dead sacrifice,
yes.
placing abomination, beginning of the tribulation. We don't know when the 7-year covenant begins. That depends on God. Just like it says in Revelation 7, God tells the angel, don't sound the trumpet until we finish sealing the 144,000. So God decides. So God has been waiting for 2,000 years to send the end time, to allow the end time, to send the tribulation, soon he will, to allow the Antichrist to come, soon he will rise. God has been waiting because those written, the book of the Lamb, are numbered, and God is waiting until the last one is saved.
Understand? I understand.
Wow, God's grace and love. Thank
so God
Jesus.
Is measuring. How can you measure the temple? Since the temple is spiritual, since it's not made of bricks, since it's made of souls, you can just write, what he says, measure, you can write numbering.
Yes.
You know, just like God numbers the 144,000, the 24 elders around his throne, the bride of Christ, right now, God knows who's going to be, who's not going to be. Understand?
Amen.
Like the New Jerusalem coming down from heaven, Revelation 21, is measured. Alright.
You mean it's limited?
Yeah, if you go to, it's limited. According to Revelation 21, New Jerusalem comes down.
Yes.
Okay. Here, I'll give you the scripture. So Jerusalem comes down. It descends from God. Okay, it has 12 gates. All right. And see, verse 15, it says, he has a golden reed to measure the city and the gates thereof. You see?
It's another reed here.
You see? And he measured, verse 17, he measured the wall thereof. Okay, 144 cubits.
Yes.
And then goes on and on.
So that means only a certain number of people can go to New Jerusalem?
Yeah, that's the bride.
It's okay. Not limited, as many as possible. There is a closing time.
No, it's open. No, this is only for the bride. Can you read verse 16?
16. In Revelation 21. And the city lies four square, and the length is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with the reed, 12,000 furlongs. The length and the breadth and the crest and the height of it are equal.
Okay, so it's a four sides.
You mean like a square?
It's like a square, but it goes up, you know? So it's like the height is the same as the width, the depth, and that's about, somebody estimated it's about, 1500 miles about high, or 2400 kilometers.
Mm-hmm.
Next, 11.
Okay, I want to ask you, in Revelation 11, what does it mean the last part of verse 2, where it says, and the holy city shall they tread on the foot 42 months?
See. Well, it means that, it says the court which is outside the temple, leave it out, measure it, no, it is given to the Gentile and the holy city, they shall tread it underfoot 42 months.
Yes, what is that?
That's the length of the tribulations. Okay. In fact, if you read the next scripture, we'll get there in 1 minute. So 42 months is the half of the 7-year covenant by the Antichrist. He will sign the covenant for 7 years.
How do you know that's the Great Tribulation? I know the Antichrist has a covenant for 7 years, and I know in the middle he breaks it. And there are 3.5 years in the beginning, 3.5 years at the end. Which is the Great Tribulation, and how do you know?
Yeah, I know, because there is a lot of confusion today. There are, especially the Scoffy Bible, they're teaching like false prophecies. There are Bible that are teaching false doctrines completely. And the Bible, of course, is okay, but the footnote, you should give the footnotes to some of those footnotes. It's really messing things up. They say the tribulation is 7 years.
That is very common.
The rapture is before.
The 7 years.
You know, I went to preach in a church about when the tribulation is. They said, they correct me, you should have also presented and preached about all the others' interpretations and opinion. I said, forget it. Jesus or the apostles or the disciples, they never go around and preach everybody false interpretation. Are you crazy?
That would bring just a bunch of confusion.
And so they didn't invite me back, so praise God.
Praise God.
I mean, some churches today, they look like the Tower of Babel, and everybody has his own language. So, what does it mean? It means simply this. Okay, I'll give you just in very few simple steps. So, number one, there is going to be an antichrist, a politician, which the Bible calls antichrist, but he's going to have his own name, whatever it's going to be. But you can count the number of his name. His name has a number, it's 666, according to Revelation 13. So, this politician, which I believe is already here, I believe maybe we know him already, just with the noise of the antichrist.
Do you know who he is?
No, I have some suspicions, but I'm not going to say. So, basically, this politician, according to Daniel 9, verse 27, okay, he's going to make a covenant for 7 years.
Yes.
Okay. And in the middle of the 7 years, he says he's going to break the covenant. He's going to stop the daily sacrifice, the Jewish animal sacrifice.
Yes.
And he is going to place, according to Daniel 11, 31, he's going to place the abomination of desolations. Now, a lot of Bibles
he's wrong. He's going to place where?
Well, he stopped the daily sacrifice.
Yes.
Okay. In the temple in Jerusalem.
Okay.
Okay. Stopped the daily sacrifice, and in the place of the sacrifice, he places the abomination of desolation.
Okay. Said, I understand.
You have to read these two scriptures in successions. Daniel 9:27 and follow Daniel 11:31.
Okay.
That's where you find the continuation, the prophetic. So stopping the daily sacrifice, placing the abomination of desolation, this unleashes the great tribulation. In fact, if you read the following scripture, Daniel 11, 32-35 is the great tribulation. So what happens? It stops the 7 years in the middle. That is how many years?
3.5 years.
So that gives 3.5 years left of great tribulation. How do we know it's such a great tribulation? Well, first of all, a lot of Bible are preaching, teaching a lot of false,
the Bibles.
A lot of Bible are teaching a lot of false prophecies in their footnotes.
Ah, okay.
Like the Scofield is one of the worst of all.
But sorry, I want to ask, the verses, the Bible verses, the scripture, are all the same in all the Bibles? Or there are Bibles like the one you mentioned, which present twisted scriptures?
The scriptures are all the same. It's just the interpretation of the footnote that you should give the foot to a lot of those.
It's just the interpretations that are wrong. Yeah, not the Bible in itself.
Some false prophet. No, the Bible is the same.
Just the interpretation in that Bible.
Yeah.
The comments.
Exactly. Just that the person who printed the Bible, they just hired some wrong prophets, some false prophets to interpret it. That's in the footnotes. Some Bible have more footnotes than actual Bible on some pages. So, this guy sat down and they put down a bunch of false interpretations. But the Bible in itself is the same. So, a lot of Bible, they give you this abomination of desolation, Daniel 11:31, has already passed. In 167 BC, the king of Syria, Antiochus the Fourth, Antiochus Epiphanes the Fourth, he went to Israel and because he was always rebelling, so, because of the religion. So he compelled them to change religion and to embrace the Greek religion, Hellenic religion of worship of Jupiter, the main god of the Greek pantheon, the other bunch of gods. And anyone who would not worship Jupiter, he would be actually killed. So what he does, he puts a statue of Jupiter in the temple of Jerusalem. And then he sacrifices a pig on the altar, which is another abomination. And then he orders the Jews to forsake the religion of Jehovah and worship Jupiter. And anyone who refuses, he will be put to death. And this unleashed a great tribulation against the Jews. You can read this in the story, in the historical book of the Apocryphal, it's called, books. The Apocryphal book of the Maccabees. You can read this. The whole history is right there.
Mm-hmm.
The Judah Maccabee, it was a guy that with all his children, I think they are 5 children, they rebelled, I think they all died, they were all killed. And that, like most of Israel rebelled, and they fought a war after war after war after war, until they won.
This apocryphal book, the Maccabees, is it something trustworthy? You trust the information from there?
Yeah, there's no question. There's no question. Even Martin Luther translated it.
Oh, really?
It's not the word of God. This is apocryphal book. Now, some religion, they put it in the Bible as the word of God. It's just a historical book, but it's pretty much accurate.
Okay, so it's a historical book.
It's a historical book. Now, some religion put it straight in the Bible as the word of God. It's not.
Okay.
Why? Because what does it mean apocryphal? It doesn't mean false. It's just simply a historical book. But the difference is that while the Bible is the word of God, okay, because God speaks, in these apocryphal books, God does not speak. It's just like a resume. Somebody sat down and made a log. God does not speak. Okay, so some people put this abomination of desolation, Daniel 11:31, by the Antichrist he puts in the temple, as in the past, as fulfilled by Antiochus Epiphanes IV, 167 BC. He went to the temple and he put the abomination of desolation. So they put this prophecy of Daniel in the past. This is false prophecies. This is false prophecies. Prophetic teaching.
And how do you know? How do you know it wasn't exactly like that?
I know for sure because Jesus said, Jesus comes 5 centuries later, okay, in 30 AD, 31 AD, just before the crucifixions, okay, and he puts that in the future. In fact, you can find that if you read Matthew 24, verse 15, Jesus says, textually, he says, when you shall see the abomination of desolations, prophesied by the prophet Daniel, then flee to the mount, because verse 21 shall be great tribulation. Jesus puts it in the future. It hasn't happened yet.
It's very clear.
So he put it in the future from the times he was speaking, which was in 30 AD. So he meant it in the future of this specific year. It cannot be in the past. That's what you mean?
Yes.
Okay, I understand.
Jesus said that when you shall see the abomination.
I understand.
Spoken by Daniel the prophet, couldn't have been more specific.
Right.
So only this destroys all those false those false prophets teach and buys coffee than company.
Yeah, I still don't understand. Why do you call the Great Tribulation 3.5 years and not 7 years?
Okay, first let me finish what Jesus says. So now, not only Jesus puts it in the future about the abomination, but he puts it in connection with the same time period of the last generation, Matthew 24-35. How do we know? Because Jesus says, flee, when it's abomination, flee. Okay, verse 15 and 16, we're in Matthew 24. Because verse 21, it's a big great tribulation. And then how the great tribulation ends? Keep reading, verse 29. After the tribulation, Jesus says immediately after the tribulation, there shall appear in heaven the sign of the Son of Man, who shall send his angel to gather his elect from the four winds. So Jesus puts in connection in the same space of time, the same generation, that sees the rapture. So when people will see the abomination of desolation, first step, second step, tribulation, third step, immediately after the tribulation, all right, 42 months, the rapture. Do you understand?
So the answer is what I connected through what you said. The connection to me is that Jesus said, when you will see the abomination of desolation in the temple, flee because the great tribulation is starting.
Flee because then it shall be a great tribulation.
So if Daniel says that the abomination will be in the middle of the 7 years, mm-hmm. Then Jesus said that's when great tribulation starts.
Exactly.
I got it.
Perfect.
Okay.
So Daniel says he shall sign the covenant with many for 1 week. That's old Hebrew to say 7 years. You can see verify that in Genesis 27-29. All right, or 29-27. One or the other. I know we usually get up with that. 29, right?
Yes.
Okay, you remember that. In Genesis 29-27, it says that 1 week is 7 years. Okay, so the abomination, like we said, is placed in the middle of the week, in the middle of the 7 years, broken down in 9-27.
The covenant.
The covenant, the pact,
yeah.
The treaty. All right, it's a political covenant. Okay, and then he placed abominations, and then shall be great tribulation, Jesus says. Now, try not to make a mistake. The Antichrist make a covenant for 7 years. Attention, Daniel 9:27. It's impossible to make a mistake. Just the devil fights it so much that people get confused. You can write down, first step, Daniel 9:27, 7 years covenant. Okay, then the second part of the scripture, he breaks it. In the middle, 3.5 years, correct? Daniel 11:31. He stops the sacrifice and places abominations in the middle. That's 3.5 years to go. Okay. That's why he says in Revelation 11, verse 2 and 3, he says, leave it to the Gentile, they shall tread the holy city for 3.5 years.
But here it says 42 months.
It's the same. If you divide the 3.5 years, it's 42 months.
I did that one time and it doesn't come to 42 months.
What does it come from?
It's more. So?
No, it's 42 months. No, it's 42 months. You maybe you're going to stop with the days. Because if you multiply 3.5 years, multiply 3 years is 12, 24, 36, plus 6 is 42. So you're getting mixed up with the days now.
Okay.
Okay, you're getting mixed up. What you're trying to say, let me correct you, you got mixed up with Revelation 11:3, where it says that the 42 months are attached to 260 days. You calculated the days.
That's true.
And you saw that the days are different.
Yes.
Okay.
It's true because in a year there are 12 months.
Exactly.
Times three, how many months you get?
It's
36 plus 6, 42.
Exactly. Well,
yeah.
So it's equal. 42 months is 3.5 years.
Yes, but the days are different. You see, because if you multiply the days, these are prophetic months of 30 days each. You understand?
Ah,
in fact,
okay.
In Revelation 12, verse 6 and 14, it gives you 3.5 years, and then it gives you the number of the days, 1,260. So, but 3.5 years of the modern calendar we have, Gregorian, is not 1,260. Okay, so, but if you multiply 30 days by 42, then yes, it gives you 1,260. Because, this is a year of 360 days. Now we have years of 365.25.
Yeah.
So now our year now is longer. But we know that these are 30 days by Revelation, 12, 6, and 14. You understand? That is.
Now, can you help me understand what does it mean that the Gentiles will tread on the foot the holy city?
Okay, so this it has two meanings here. One, that it will be the persecution against the Christians, which Jesus talked about in 24:15-22.
The holy city or the Christians?
The holy city are the Christians, and also the Jerusalem, the temple in Jerusalem, which will be rebuilt. You understand?
So there will be persecutions in Jerusalem
both,
and against
the Christians. Yes, yes. It is interpreted in two ways. Because you see, the Jews now, they don't have a temple. It will be rebuilt. How do we know? Because Jesus said in Matthew 24:15-16, says, when you shall see the abomination spoken of Daniel in the holy place, what is saying the temple in Jerusalem? Why? Because you can see, for example, in Ezekiel 41:4, it says that the holy place is the temple.
And why do they persecute the Jews? I understand why they persecute the Christians, but why also the Jews?
Well, the Jews are not going to be persecuted as much as the Christians, to tell you the truth. Okay, because they have a political, they will be politically protected. See, the Jews now, they have a nation, officially Jews, and they have a political protections. But the Christians, no. The Christians are going to be persecuted in every country in the world because they don't have a political protections. Because only the Vatican, that they have a political, like a national city, it's a political entity, but we don't know how long the Vatican is going to last. There have been prophets who have seen the Vatican be blown up by some atomic explosions. You understand? And also those guys are going to be persecuted. I mean, the true Christians among the Catholics. You understand what's happening?
Yes.
So I hope I answered the question until now. It took a little longer to explain this couple of scriptures.
There is a lot in these two scriptures.
Mm-hmm. I guess we stop here for today with a study of the book of Revelation chapter 11, and we continue next time. God bless you, dearest friends and brethren.